And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant.
On Friday, catch Damon at the Cincinnati Music Fest. On Saturday, also in Cincy, at the Day Party at the Millennium. Oh, it's time for the Macy's. Oh, my. That's this weekend?
Yes, sir.
All right. Senior reporter Damon Williams reports on that. A man who believes that there's no place like prison. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Thomas. As serious as a woman with a green thumb and a dirty mind.
I like that.
Anyway, Claremont, Florida, a business called Kim's Cabbage Patch fell victim to a burglary. An employee arrived. Yeah, Cabbage Patch. She arrived at work to discover that the front glass doors were shattered, and once inside, said there was a cash box that was empty, and a bucket containing about $100 in quarters was also gone. Now, the employee went to check the security video and discovered the thief had also stolen the video camera. Yep. 41-year-old Brian Ism thought, you know, he was home free because he stole a camera. He figured he was all right. But the only problem was it was more than one camera at the Cabbage Patch. So the additional camera caught the whole thing, including him looking for a brick, picking up the brick, throwing it through the window, shattering the glass door, which was unfortunate because by him being on the tape, a policeman who had reviewed the footage had recognized him because he had arrested him several times before. So now, Mr. Ism is in jail.
Ism.
Seriously.
Ism.
Yes, Ism. Mr. Ism. Seriously, Sybil, as serious as two dudes on a motorcycle.
Okay. You got to get where you got to go.
Somebody really need to be somewhere, don't they?
Somebody need to be somewhere when you do that one.
That is not a joyride.
Make sure both of them have helmets, that's all.
There you go. Now, this next story was actually sent to me from one of our listeners on Twitter, Peking13. Thank you. People send me stories all the time, at Damon Williams. No S on the end. But this story involves a Good Samaritan and some cold chicken. James Minor went to Henrico County, Virginia, Bojangles Chicken. And if that ain't a place for black people, Bojangles Chicken? Anyway, James went to the drive-thru, ordered some chicken. Now, when he received his Bojangles Chicken, it was cold. And nothing worse than waiting in the drive-thru for some good, delicious Bojangles Chicken, and it comes out cold. So James sent the chicken back and asked for some fresh, hot chicken. Now, when the chicken returned with his new order, it was not hot or fresh. Chicken in the bag. It was a chicken box with $4,500 in cash and some bank deposits.
Wow.
Yep. So Minor was suspicious.
I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was being set up.
So he pulled out his cell phone. He taped the contents. He went in and returned the money. Once he did that, though, he was expecting the store manager to express some gratitude for his good deed, but that was not the case. In fact, he was very disappointed at the lack of gratitude and almost regrets being honest.
Then he told me, in an arrogant, nasty attitude, with his, being disrespectful, saying that, and we would have called the authorities on you, too. You know, here I am doing a good thing, bringing the money back. Most folks probably would have just kept on going.
I would.
I would too.
Yeah, I at least thought about it. You know what you could do with an extra $4,500? So James, he's an honest man and a nice guy. Sometimes, you know, nice guys finish last. So Bojangles did give him a reward. They gave him a $100 gift card. But the cold reaction to his good deed, James wants more from the Bojangles Chicken Company.
I think, first of all, I deserve respect, an apologetic letter from Bojangles Company, and probably a cash reward. You know, what is a $100 gift certificate, you know, when you're bringing in $4,500?
That's right.
How much does he want?
Well, he at least want more than $100, Sybil. $4,500.
$100 in chicken.
Yeah, a gift certificate. 10%, $450. He'd be happy with that. So, but then let this be a Les Bojangles chicken place. You have ruined an honest man, because the next time James catch you slipping,
forget
he keeping that money.
It.
Yeah,
seriously.
That money is so gone.
It's gone. And I'm gone, too. I'm headed to Cincinnati this weekend, and I'm reporting to you live from Chicago on the TJMS.
Oh, yeah, man. The Cincinnati Music Festival?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's the essence of up north.
It is indeed, with no roof.
Got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.